carbon system is really subject to changes because of rock water interaction, or in the case of something like bone, then you have other things that can affect that. But it's always compared with a measurement of modern carbon 14 activity in samples around the world. There's nothing mysterious about that. Nobody's trying to jack around with anything. It's well established science. It goes back more than 70 years, and it's something that it's done millions of times around the world, and it's repeatable. Now, going back to the issue about CO2 in the ocean, again, I've told you before on more than one occasion that when the oceans warm up, you get the release of CO2. Where this guy comes from, claiming that I or anybody else might have said that, I have no idea. I've never said that, and I think he really needs to spend some time in a real science class before he starts claiming that somebody else doesn't really understand what he's talking about. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Mark, thank you for waiting all this time, and what is on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's going on? Hey, listen, I found you on RBN, you know?
Yes.
On your radio? So I'm glad I got you back there. So anyway, I don't know if you heard today. I had another show early this morning, and evidently there's a letter out. Retired military officers, mostly you know, generals and admirals, kind of similar to what the French did, a few weeks ago, the French officers, and then about, a bunch of other French officers, enlisted men afterwards warned active duty. So far, these are retired officers pretty much, warning this government, it's got to get it back together. It's not doing right. It's not doing right by the people. Not that I'm doing right for the Constitution or for this country.
Yes.
Now, I wonder, we're going to, if like France, we're going to get active duty officers and soldiers, enlisted men also.
We very well might. And what's important about this letter that came on out, because we did talk about it earlier in the program.
Oh, you did?
It also casts doubt on the honesty of the November 2020 election.
Right.
It calls into question Joe Biden's mental acuity.
Yes, you're right. I remember that part from the letter earlier too. I didn't know you discussed it. I know you knew
about
it.
Yeah, we did.
Because not hearing about it too much in any of the news. This to me is it's kind of a veiled warning. Get your act together, or else. Now, I think that "or else" should have come into playing already. I think the military owes it. As patriots, they're supposed to be patriots, supposed to want to defend this country from domestic and foreign enemies. But we've got domestic enemies that are taking hold of this country, and I think they should have already acted. I mean, the damage this scumbag is doing to, I'm talking about Biden and his cohorts are doing to this country is almost beyond
repair. Okay, Mark, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with the silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and again, a quick reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support so that we can go on doing what we've been doing all these years, which is keeping the American people fully informed so that they can make good choices. Once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And a reminder that if you send in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an RBN coffee mug or an official RBN T-shirt. So send along your T-shirt size and a return address. I understand we're running short on those T-shirts, so if you want one, you better move quickly on that. And if you send in a donation of $115 or more, you will get both the cup and the T-shirt. And don't forget the Front Sight Firearms deal, because that is a really, really sweet deal. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina, and you were talking about his fraudulency, Joe Biden.
Yeah, what's happening now with these pipelines, I don't believe for a minute this is a Russian or any other kind of a hack from the outside. I think this is
No, this is just more, Russia bashing any excuse they can do, yeah.
The false flag. The CIA or somebody related to the CIA, contractors related to CIA, hackers, did this to us. And this is terrible. I mean, this is causing people a lot of hardship.
Yes.
I saw the line backed up. They must have been for like a half a mile. All right. Fortunately, I was smart enough to fill up my car yesterday. So it's terrible. It's disgusting, Mike. They can't keep on getting away with this. The military needs to take action. The only way, the quickest way to relieve this country of this burden now would be for the military to get it could. Probably avoid a civil war. It would, would be able to, especially announces that, let's say, gave us 6 months to have another election. And then I'm not even talking about putting Trump back in. I blame Trump for a lot of the problems we have. He didn't do anything.
He was a disappointment as the president. I'm not going to argue with you about that.
And his whole COVID stuff is pretty much, he went along with the lockdown. He went along with the emergency provision. He didn't even lift it, you know, right up to the last minute. He kept it in place. He kept Fauci, a man who needs to go to Gitmo to be waterboarded. Now we know that Fauci was being, you know, I didn't know whether it was a biological weapon or not, but now more and more I'm realizing this was a biological weapon of some kind. And I don't necessarily think China was all behind it as much as the Fauci and his cohorts, who actually, the germ started out in the University of North Carolina, of all places, and somehow made its way to Wuhan, China. So, I mean, it's the Wuhan lab. So there's something suspicious about that, obviously. And Trump kept this clown in there all this time. He had a guy like, what was the other guy's name? Sampson, I think his last name was. He was good, and Trump just pretty much ignored what he had to say and let Fauci keep running the show. And then the vaccine. He's got to go down as the father of the vaccine now. He's the one who pushed it. He brags about it. He still brags about it.
Yeah.
I don't want him back in there. We need to have a new election. There should be like a coalition government managing it for 6 months, or the military itself managing it. And then we'll see. We'll see who runs and who could win. I wouldn't mind General Flynn in there as president. I wouldn't mind a guy like Colonel West or Rick DeSantis or even Tulsi Gabbard. But this is...
Tulsi Gabbard is doing surprisingly well out in California. They're saying that she has a shot at the governorship.
I didn't know she's running.
Well, neither did I, but that was on the One American News Network this morning.
Wow. Is she a California resident now? Did she move to California?
I guess she must have, yes.
Because as far as I know, you would have to be a resident of the state to run for
Well, certainly
governor.
It's going to help, you know, apparently she's doing very well in the polls.
That would be great. That would be great.
Yep.
I'd certainly take her over. Well, you know, I'd take her over Newsom. I'd take her over Bruce Jenner, too. I'd only go for Jenner over Newsom because Newsom is so terrible.
Yes.
In reality, I mean, you know, come on. You don't want a guy like Jenner there, you know, dressing up like a woman or all that. That's just not a good representative for a governor. I don't care if he does it in his own, it's his business. But I need to be the governor.
Okay, well, Mark, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We got other callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are loaded up right now, so let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello? Yeah,
yes,
Mike, can you hear me?
The air. You're on the air.
Yeah, good interview, Mike. Wow. Before I want to ask you a question about Mars before you let me go, Mike. But the last call, a couple calls back, you know, there's guys were talking about carbon. That's what they make diamonds out of, isn't it? Carbon's made out of
well,
diamonds.
Well, that's what diamonds are made out of, yes, crystallized carbon.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Maybe you'll all turn into diamonds. Who knows? But anyway, listen, Mike, here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Jody Foster, Lesbo Cheney got booted out today. Okay?
Yeah.
And now she's going to be a witch, and she's going after Trump and Trump supporters. Liz Cheney and her crazy father, couldn't aim right with a gun. Shot his
yes.
buddy hunting. Okay, but this guy, Lesbo Cheney, is going after the Republican conservative output of the party.
Yes.
And basically, according to Breitbart, she's only got 22% of the vote if she runs again in Wyoming. She's only got 22% of the support. So she's going to
yes.
get wiped out in the next election.
Yes.
I think Mitt Romney's going to get wiped out because he's a bumbling buffoon, too, like Biden. But, you know, Mike, all these rhinos, they have to be extricated out of the party.
Yeah.
They get extracted, excuse me. They need to be extracted out of this party. We don't need no more rhinos. Got to get rid of all these filthy rhinos. And so the guy that called the last caller, you have a United States senator named Rand Paul calling Fauci a filthy liar. Rand
yes.
Paul today is all over the news saying that Fauci is a liar. He's a filthy liar. He's lying about this and that. So you got a United States senator saying this. What kind of weight does that carry, Mike? What kind of weight does it carry when the Republicans are ousted Cheney out of there, the Lesbo out of power? I mean, I think people are waking up, but maybe a lot of people are starting to listen to your show. Maybe these trolls are freaking out because, you know what, Mike? In the end, we're going to win this thing. And, you know, you're talking about Andrew Jackson, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, the course of history would have been really changed. And even, you listen to this, William Tecumseh Sherman would have pussied out on the battlefield if you'd have came up against Jackson. He even said it. If you look at the archives, archivical papers of of Sherman, William Tecumseh Sherman, said the best general on the battlefield was Jackson. And if he would have met them, if they would have met on the battlefield, I believe that the South would have pulled it out. Of course, that was God's intervention, but that didn't happen. We never got to see that battle between the North and the South with those two, with even Ulysses S. Grant against Jackson. We didn't get to see that battle. Unfortunately, that didn't happen for the South. So they lost. But I believe if Jackson would have been on that battlefield as leading his troops, it would have been a whole different historical event. I don't honestly believe that. Even Tecumseh Sherman said that. So that was out of General William Tecumseh Sherman. I don't think he would have ran down to Atlanta and started burning down the South if Jackson would have survived. However, Mike, that was history, and that's just the way it is. Here's what I want to go back to now, Mike, too. We have a little thing going on here at South Florida about immigration, Mike. It's been in the Miami Herald. I don't know if you had a chance to hear about it. Well, these illegals from Venezuela that are coming through Texas, guess where they're heading to, Mike? They're heading right here to South Florida, Mike. And people are saying, what is going on? And Mike, they're coming through the Texas border. They already got like 500 of them. And a lot of them are trying to get into the Florida. Ron DeSantis knows this, the governor.
Yes.
So I think he's trying to stop it right there at the seal it off right on I-10 there, going into, you know, Tallahassee. Of course, he's up there, you know, 10 goes right through Tallahassee. So DeSantis, the governor, and the leadership in Florida knows that these Venezuelans are sneaking into Texas and they're trying to be bussed over here. And if Biden's going to allow that to happen, DeSantis is saying, no, no, no. You're not bringing them here. They came here illegally. No coming here. And another thing, Mike, this lady who's going to take over for Cheney, Stefanik.
Yes.
I want everybody on your show to call her like I did, and I want them to bring up Title VIII, Mike. Title VIII has got to be addressed right now with every one of you Republicans and these dirty Democrats, these mayors, these commissioners, these governors. I want Title VIII brought out. I want every one of your callers and to start slamming these Congress people. You're going to start enforcing the Title VIII of the Constitution. Right, Mike?
Well, Title VIII is part of the U.S. Code. It's not technically part of the Constitution. But, yes, you're right. Title VIII should have been enforced all along.
Yes, and I want it enforced, Mike, and that's what this new Republican Party better start thinking about right this minute. Oh, and by the way, Mike, we are having gas lines because of the problem they had with the hacking. So there's a bunch of gas lines here in South Florida. I couldn't believe all these cars lined up for blocks. It's unbelievable. It's unreal what's going on now all of a sudden. And wait till the price goes up from $5-$6 or and something goes, oh, by the way, Mike, Israel, all these schmucks that voted for Biden, they shot off 700 rockets in Israel to Palestinians, according to what the news network is saying. All these rockets are landing in the Israel. Okay, whatever. Anyway, now, Mike, here's what I'm going to ask you about Mars in a second. But another thing I want to bring up, too, Mike, right now, McCarthy has a great shot now, according to all these, even CNN's even saying Democrats could lose the House. In a year and a half, okay?
Yes.
What is bumbling Biden going to do once that House is going back in Republican control? That bumbling buffoon is going to resign sooner than you think. And that Kamala Harris is going to take over, Mike. She's going to take over. And that's what this whole thing's about. And Zog is running the whole show. This is a Zog show. And, Mike, also, it's being reported that Bill Gates was on the Lolita Express with Epstein, and that's why his wife left him. And he was having all these parties. He likes to watch young girls in bathing suits and bikinis and stuff. Okay, well, that's cool, you know.
Well, I was just going to say, I like certainly watching from afar, Claire's not going to divorce me because of that.
Well, who knows? Well, that's what I'm saying, Mike. I think Gates was doing something more than just watching, okay? That's my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's what I keep hearing.
Well, look at Prince Andrew in England. Come on, what was he up to? But anyway, Mike, okay, now getting back to the last couple of these guys were talking about carbon and all this. I want to ask you something about Mars, Mike. I want your opinion. I know you're better than all. And there's a 3,000-mile trench on Mars. What's the name of that trench, Mike?
Valle Marineris.
Yes, exactly what I saw, right. I can't remember the name. Now, they were talking, if they could drop in carbon monoxide machines down in the basin. And I believe that thing's, 4 miles deep, Mike?
Something like that. It's a big crack. I mean, it makes the Grand Canyon, look kind of
like
tiny.
It looks like a pimple. No, the Grand Canyon, they say, compared to this thing, looks like a pimple. So this thing's over 3,000 miles long. And they had this guy on that said if they were to drop, 150 of these machines they have. I guess NASA's working on them. They could actually make carbon monoxide go up into the atmosphere of Mars and make it start raining. So if they would flood that canyon for 3,000 miles and there's mm-hmm. moisture in there, there's life all over Mars, Mike. I mean, I think the life would be teeming.
Well, I don't think you're talking about carbon monoxide, which is highly toxic. They're maybe talking about carbon dioxide. I mean, there's already a lot of carbon dioxide on Mars. Those polar caps are mostly dry ice. And what you see around the landers and the Viking 1 that looks like snow is a mixture of water and dry ice. But I think the idea is if they could thicken up the atmosphere, that, yes, they could start a humidity cycle going. They are convinced now that there is a considerable amount of water on Mars, but it's below ground level.
Yeah. They were saying they could seed it. They would be able to seed it, Mike. You know, Mike, that canyon is interesting also in the fact that how come they don't talk about NASA landing, like, a rover or the vehicle, what's it like, in a mile or 2 miles from that crater, so they can actually go over to the crater and measure, you know, to actually what's going on in there, get real good photographs or something? Because I honestly believe, and I heard this a couple of years back, they're growing like in labs or whatever, Mike, an algae that makes oxygen.
Yes.
There's an algae that's so powerful. Yeah, but I believe the Israelis are working on that, where the allergy from the that makes you like you got a couple calls back way back talking about oxygen. Well, I believe if you have this right allergy and you were to see that whole canyon maybe for 3,000 miles, you might be have some more pure oxygen on Mars better than here.
Well, the problem is you are going to have enough water to support the algae and you know, enough material for it to feed on, you know, to get that cycle going. You know, even all the way back during the Viking mission, you know, we were talking about let's plump a spacecraft right down to the bottom of that canyon system because you're going to have a much thicker atmosphere. You're more likely to find water. You're more likely to find life. You know, the thought is that it's too dangerous down there, that the bottom of the canyon is too rough and rocky, and they would have to have something that could fly down there and reconnoiter for a safe place to land, which is certainly within the technology today. Hello? Okay, I guess we lost Tom. So let's switch over to Kelly. We already did Kelly. Let's go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello? There we are.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about, I think Mark talked about it earlier, about the military intervening in politics. And,
yes.
I talked about something earlier in the week about nobody being allowed the executive order that Biden had about Russia, where you can't advocate for them, even in a newspaper, for instance. Certainly within the military, whatever. Which means that we're on a collision path for war.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a contrary position then. In order to make that fly, they have to purge the officer corps, and they're purging it. And I would tell you that the one institution, we have the CIA that has a director that's a chosen person. Our whole government is just permeated with them. But we still had a military that the rank and file and the majority of the officer corps throughout the services were basically white. And now we have this gentleman named Bishop Garrison,
yeah,
who is a black, woke guy who is on basically a woke witch hunt. And his charter is to expose and expel all the MAGA and anybody who might have a political opinion dissenting from Joe Biden and the Democrats and, frankly, from the Jews as well.
Yes.
It's the last institution that will not be basically controlled by us that has real import, and that will be, you know, and we're going to be losing that to this like a woke commissar, like the Soviet Union had during the Second World War. And
yeah.
That's what's going on. Of course, the hell with the defense of the country, the hell with the people who've given, you know, who've invested their careers and lives and have done nothing wrong, except you know, have what until recently was a completely acceptable political opinion. But all that is gone, and that's my comment today. But it's gone. No longer will be able to be militarily effective. But that's the way it's going to be. And we're talking about a civil war. Well, you know, we won't win anything. We want to win a war, a civil war.
No, everybody loses in these things here. And, you know, I know the idea of a military takeover is scary. But on the other hand, all of the military people I have ever known are strict constitutionalists. So I'm not 100% opposed to the idea. Anyway, Peter, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch to Layla in Canada. And Layla, hello, welcome to the show, and welcome to RBN. Before you get into your call, would you share with our listeners exactly when they can tune into your new program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network?
Thank you, Michael. Yes, John Stadmiller has very graciously allowed me to try out a show. It'll start on Sunday night, 9 Central. Thanks to Steve Elkins, who's been so generous with his intelligence and his generosity with his talent. I've arrived at one title for the show that he recommended, among others, and that is A Call to Patriots. So that'll be Sunday night is the first one. It'll start off very badly. I don't have the equipment I need, but
okay.
We just wanted to get started ASAP. Thank you for that opportunity. And also, I'd like to thank Kelly for his phone calls. I find him extremely informative, and I think it's unfair to describe him as lecturing because he's very respectful in the way he talks to you.
Yes.
And on the subject of Israel, let's remember that Israel is in the midst of its fifth election in 2 years. This eruption of violence could be a distraction, but the other side also has to recognize its limitations and to constantly incite or respond to incitements by Israel, whoever is doing it, endangers the world in general. And let's not blame the Jews who are amongst us, who are civilians. Let's not let one more issue add to the toxic hostilities that already have dampened the spirit of America. So, again, thank you. Thank you, John Stadmiller. Thank you, Steve. And thank you, Michael Rivero. You're the role model I'm going to have in mind that I will try desperately to emulate. I didn't appreciate how difficult your task is until I put myself in a position of just trying to plan a one-hour show. So thank you to all, and I'm so privileged, I feel privileged to be invited into the RBM community. I'll let you go. Hopefully there are other callers who can talk now.
Well, there are other callers, and again, welcome aboard and good luck. And that's Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Time, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, all right. We're going to switch over to Joe in Nome. He called back in, and apparently he has a comment for Kelly. Joe, take it away.
Ouch, my balls. No, hey, yeah, Kelly in Austin, I'm running on a generator up here, and I stepped out for a minute to turn the generator off. You know, it makes a lot of noise. I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay.
So,
Joe, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. Keep the generator running, and we'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Flattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelf. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We are living.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Joe in Nome, who called back on in, and I guess you have a comment about Kelly?
Well, yeah, I wanted to apologize. Like I said, I wanted to turn off the generator, and so I missed a lot of what he was saying, but apparently we're pretty much in agreement. And Talela, congratulations. I'm glad to hear it. I'll be sure to tune in. We can't even control our own climate. What makes you think we're going to be able to do much about Mars? The Valley Marineris, I was looking at that 25, 30 years ago and wondering. And furthermore, as far as ASAP Hall goes, do you know that Jonathan Swift predicted that Mars had two satellites 50 years before ASAP Hall ever discovered them? They didn't talk about Barsoom and Gulliver's Travels.
Okay.
The Lilliputians supposedly told Gulliver. Now, whoever Jonathan Swift was. I haven't the faintest idea. We're still thinking maybe William Shakespeare was actually what's his name, Bacon, Sir.
Yes.
but yeah, the point is, my point is to Kelly and Austin is that there's nothing anybody can do about the carbon. There's nothing anybody, because it isn't controlled, and making us pay for it is even more ridiculous.
I agree with you on that last part, certainly. Anyway, certainly. Listen, Joe, I'm going to try and squeeze one more phone call in here before the end of the show, so thank you very much. And we're going to go to Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris. We're short on time, but what's on your mind?
Well, can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're on the air.
I was just thinking some things through, and one thing that I thought was interesting was if things get really bad, some counties might seal off roads into their counties, or, you know, completely isolate the county, mm-hmm. and just try to self-sustain. Because I think people are going to think, you know, who are the bad guys? The big corporations, they're the bad guys, the Wawas. And I just hate to pick on Wawa, but I just got gas at Wawa. And what I'm saying is we have to figure out how to live our lives without all these big corporations.
Yes, you know what we I do. Mean? Absolutely.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say that. Great show.
Well, thank you very much here, and we're going to let you go, and we are just about out of time. So stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's going to have Roger Landry on the program with him tonight. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. And have a good evening. Aloha, America.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not future and our children, that's wrong. We must see America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 12th day of May, 2021. And thank you, John, for filling in for John Statmiller yesterday, because John Statmiller was, again, under the weather. It's the lung crud, folks. And I'm starting to wonder if this prion release from these non-vaccine vaccines are actually starting to infect other people. At any rate, I am not a virologist or a microbiologist. I don't have a lab. I can't take a blood sample. I can't run tests. But gut feeling, it ain't good. Roger Landry, how are you doing?
Well, I live pretty well isolated out here, so being infected or affected, or as it's called, transmitted to via an already vaccinated individual is a little bit more difficult for me. But, yeah, I and a lot of doctors across the planet actually share your concerns.
There is an issue, and I'm thankful. Yeah, you brought this to my attention. You made sure that you got this, and you said, I want this to be a talking point today, and, oh, very well, it should. Over 120 generals and admirals warn administration policies are a national security threat.
that's just a very soft way of opening it up. Once you get in there, we're talking about, now, again, we're talking flag officers. We're not talking about colonels. We're not talking about lieutenants. We're talking about generals or admirals, all right? And when you consider what I just said, they're all retired. They've done their time. They've seen what happens. I'm just going to read you, and it's only like 2-3 sentences long. I'm going to read you the opening paragraph of their open letter, okay? These are admirals and generals who served their entire adult life for this country. Our nation is in deep peril. We are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. The conflict is between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus supporters of the constitutional freedom and liberty. These are all flag officers. And what John didn't say, not failed to say, because I'm not sure if he's aware of it, is that right around the 2020 election, 317 of them signed an open letter stating that this was the most critical election, okay, in the history of this country. And then it went on to be stolen, and then these same officers hold the Congress and the Supreme Court accountable for being chickens and turning their back on the American people. What we're looking at right now is a big chunk of the people who spent their lives developing and making this probably one of the best militaries that the world has ever seen in a country they actually believed in. And now when you have hundreds of admirals and generals signing an open letter stating that this government, the one we have right now, and we can go through all their talking points, is basically committing tyranny against America.
No,
read it.
Let me ask you a question, and I will make sure that this is posted. I didn't have time to post this on republicbroadcasting.org, but we will post it. I was a little late in getting the story. I'm actually reading it off my smartphone. H.R. 1 and S.1.
Yep.
This is what they're talking about.
Part of it, yes.
Yeah, and let me ask you this. Do you think that, and by the way, I did cover that story back in back in 2020 because I'd forgotten who the admiral was, that there was a clip that went viral and a lot of people saw it.
I remember it. Yep.
And he came out and made the statement, and it was kind of shocking to people. This is an admiral talking like this.
Yes.
And let me just freeze that, and we'll come back to that in a second here. Why did Liz Cheney just get thrown off a committee in Washington, D.C.?
To tell you the truth, I don't know.
Okay. Well,
Well, it's not that I don't understand. It's that I don't know the particulars of this, because that I haven't seen. I've been digging into the story we're talking about here.
No. That was a rhetorical question. It didn't require an answer. Okay. No. I've told the audience, I find it real hard to stump Roger Landry, but I wasn't here trying to stump you. Now, the reason why she was voted off by the Republican Party is her abject resistance to Donald Trump as being the 45th president of the United States.
Yes.
That's why she got bounced. And she, of course, did the on-camera interviews. Oh, no, I'm in support of the Republican Party. It's just gone astray, and I want to get it back on track. I'm sorry. It is already in the name, the clue. Liz Cheney, the wife of who?
Yeah.
That concocted the wars in the Middle East that killed millions? Yeah. She wants the same old neocon. I don't even know what the hell to call this anymore, which has cast suspicion on how patriotic and straightforward are the people in the Pentagon and the generals and the flag officers and so on and so forth. Well, from the sound of this, they're still patriotic. They know what's going on. You cannot hear this news anyplace else about the audits on the election except for One America News, period.
I know.
And this, election integrity. Okay, say that, for the sake of argument, let's say that Donald Trump is full of monkey milk. And that, okay, they did these audits, and, well, it does look like he didn't have enough, and JoJo had enough Electoral College votes to get in as president. But that's really not the point. What they're trying to drive this to is, well, we need election results that we can trust, and this is going to benefit, because if the Democrats can do it to the Republicans can do it to the Democrats.
What they state very clearly, and again, we're talking generals and admirals, what they state very clearly here is this. S1 and HR1, if we're talking about these things passing, what we are looking at is making it extremely difficult for Republicans to win anything going forward.
Yep.
All right? So what we have are a bunch of admirals, I would hope, and generals, I would hope, who are smart enough to look at this and go, are you kidding me? If this happens, they literally say this, then we have lost our constitutional republic, and the Democrats will have an unfair advantage keeping them in power going forward. This is what these admirals and generals are saying. As a matter of fact, they pick the things that you and I seem to talk about a lot. I won't read them. I'll just go through the main points. These are their points. Open borders, jeopardize security. China, greatest external threat to America. The free flow of critical information in our republic isn't happening. Re-engaging in the flawed Iran nuclear deal is a catastrophe. Stopping the Keystone Pipeline eliminates energy independence and our national security. Using the U.S. military as a political pawn, meaning the ring around the Capitol, the whole nine yards. Yeah. The rule of law is fundamental. Where is it? Here we go. This is the last one, people. Please listen to this. These are these admirals and generals saying this, not me. The mental and physical condition of the commander-in-chief cannot be ignored. They said that, not me. These are the things they're pushing, and you want to know what? They get my clap.
Well, it's going to come down to one of two things. either they're going to stop calling this country a democracy, which it never was and never shall be, forever and ever, amen. It is a Republican form of government. Why do you think they changed their name from Whigs to Republicans? Just to get a little closer to that constitutional thing. But we have a serious problem in this country because we have people that are not swearing an oath and taking that oath seriously to support and defend our constitutional republic. Period. End of story. And what
That's
is
in
going
their opening statement. What you just said is in their opening statement.
Well, and you know, well, I'm glad they agree with me. No.
Oh, no. Probably, most of them were born long before you were.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I don't know. Well, you better watch that one. I don't know.
You're
about
such
that.
You're a young'un. You know that?
Yeah.
And let me give you one more point that may put an even bigger smile on your face. I'm constantly telling everybody, if you think this is just happening in America, you're an idiot. Step back and take a look at the big picture. This is happening globally. This is the second time. Okay? Yeah. The leader of France and his princy little whatever, I won't even go there, has been told by the military, what you're doing ain't good, it ain't right, and it's bordering on treason. This is the second time the French military has stepped up, and now it's the ranks of the enlisted. 2,000 of them, I believe, are going to sign a letter today to him. And if that don't work, they're imagining that going up by a factor of 100 or 1,000. This is not the only other country. There are about a half a dozen other countries where there have been slight nudges from those who run the military stating, you're way off the beaten path. That ain't this country.
Well, this is coming to a head. And by the way, I wanted to broach this subject with you because you have a finely tuned BS meter, as I. And if something doesn't look right, a little cockeyed, smells a little funny, I'll keep digging and digging and digging. It's very fascinating that Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced. And the reason that's put out there, well, she learned that, well, her husband took trips on the Lolita, yeah, thank you, the Lolita Express. And she had told him not to do that. Evidently, she knew, and he went ahead and did it anyhow. Now, their arrangement, their marital arrangement, it's not what you'd consider to be an open marriage, open, but he was allowed to go play once a year. That's been put out there. So I'm looking at this, Roger, and I'm going, wait a minute. I think more to the point and more importantly, why this is going on. And you posted the article, and I posted it on our website as well, Global Tyranny Reset, Mounting Evidence of Crimes Against Humanity. You don't think Bill Gates and Melinda Gates knows this is going on? And this is going to be one of the most bombastic. It's going to make, I don't know, I hate to use the Nuremberg trials as an example, but a lot of people have elevated that as to be one of the most important legal cases of the 20th century. I don't think so, but that's just my opinion. But I think, Roger, Melinda, this has been a setup. She's going to walk with I don't know how many billions of dollars. And then what I've seen currently of what Bill Gates is worth, those figures have dropped somewhat. So I think the plan is for her to run out the back door with a bag full of money to try to protect him. And more importantly, if they do decide to get divorced in the future, there's some kind of big fat settlement for her.
We published an article on the Liberty Beacon, I believe, yesterday stating, has the press finally turned on Bill Gates? Because there are more and more people speaking up, and we're talking about mainstream media news, starting to say things that don't exactly put him in the best light. And that's an absolute fact. And when I see an image of him pouting, nothing makes me feel better. Everybody out there needs to understand something about Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, okay? And this is not, to me, a proven fact. But it was shown to me, and I haven't had a chance to dig deep enough. but it was shown to me by two